As we mature in our lives, we are all met with responsibility, whether it be with school and homework that you receive, or we're responsible for family members. Responsibility is a part of life and is a duty to deal with something or of having the control over someone, like a parent over a child. And as we become older and wiser, responsibility is passed on. Now, newfound responsibility does not mean that we get to do whatever we want. Sure, we may have to make choices now, but as you make each choice, you are now responsible for those actions. I can remember thinking of, when I was younger, how great it would be to own my own business, or to be part of that ownership. I can remember thinking that it would be just great to be able to do whatever I want, only to find out that when you do own a business, it would be great just to be an employee. You quickly find out that you don't actually get to do whatever you want, but you have increased responsibility to your employees, to your customers, and to oversee all the whole success of the company. So responsibility is for everyone. No matter who you are, we all are responsible for something. Now, I want to assure you this isn't a lecture from a crusty old teacher or anything like that, but I want to encourage you to take responsibility to read your Bibles. In Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path." What does the psalmist mean, God's word is a lamp to my feet? It speaks of God's word giving us light for what is right in front of us, at our feet, for the now. So if you have a problem, God's word is here to guide you through all things that you will face in your life. The verse doesn't just stop with lighting our feet, but God's word also lights our path. Speaking to the future, think about hiking in a bush on a path. Now, the path was put there before you started walking to make the trek easier. You don't see the whole trail, but you see what is in front of you. The path is still difficult. It goes up and down, but on the path, you are sure-footed. You can see what is in front of you to keep you from falling. As soon as you get off the path, trying to find a shortcut, blazing your own trail through the bush, you're going to find that it becomes much more difficult. The ground is no longer level. There are leaves that cover your feet and roots that trip you up. The brush is thick and grabs at every part of your body, and you can no longer see where you are going, and you become lost. God is telling us that He wants to guide us through life, help us along the way. We receive help when we look into His word and ask Him to cleanse us from our wrongs, that we might see what is right. And if we don't understand, we can call to Him, and His Spirit will help us to understand, shining His light so we can see. The Bible is for the present and for the future. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, encourages Timothy to continue in the truths that were previously taught to him from his mother and grandmother. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Timothy 3, starting at verse 14. Paul says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Timothy has a godly heritage, as do we. We have been given God's word to encourage, to strengthen, to correct. We are responsible to know the Holy Scriptures, the Bible which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Scriptures here refers to the Old Testament because the New Testament has not been written yet. But the Holy Scripture pointed to Christ and revealed the faith in God's promises that would lead to acknowledge their sins, and the need for justification through Jesus. Salvation comes by the Holy Spirit to those who hear the word of God, who repent and obey. The Bible is an infallible word of God, meaning God's word is without mistakes, although written by imperfect and flawed men. The word of God cannot be altered, and it is profitable for us to know. For doctrine, which speaks to us of a divine instruction from God for our salvation. Reproof, the Bible rebukes us when we have done wrong or had a wrong belief, and if so, exposes our sin so that we can confess and repent from it. Correction, it is the restoring of something to its proper condition. The word points us back to godly living, or in our previous analogy, back onto the path. The Bible also gives us instruction in righteousness. It is the training that we need to keep away from those things that look to trip us up in our faith, to equip us for the path that God would have us to take. I want to encourage you to be in God's word, to trust it, not because I have said so, but that you have read it and that you know that it is true in your own life. We all have a responsibility with God's word to put it to practice, to trust what God has said in it, to trust God to light your feet and the path that he has set before you.